part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 70, part 2.
70, part 2, John. 30 more to go to the big 100.
Wow.
Whoa.
And I got some fucking sinus shit going on. Damn.
Yeah, I heard you blowing your nose in there. I couldn't tell if that was you blowing your nose or blowing your ass. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't do that.
Blowing ass.
I don't do that shit.
You don't blow ass?
No.
Never?
Never.
Really?
Never. When you...
Well, I do all the time.
That's just gross. Yeah!
Hey, we broke our tradition already.
What's that?
We usually play... we had a jam. This was the jam part.
Oh, yeah.
Jam part two.
Well, that's because I put the drums away. Did you want me to take them out?
No, not at all.
Oh. I could take them out. I could pull them out. I could whip this out.
No.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
John and Scott are a bunch of
fag enabling fools.
All right. So anyway, yeah, what are we doing?
Doing some comments, man.
Comments.
Some comments. It's a new month.
Right.
We get a lot of comments at the beginning of the month from Podcast Alley. We get a steady stream of comments on our MySpace page, John.
Yeah.
That would be Total Talk Nonsense at MySpace, some, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we also have a phone number, John.
We do.
847-TTN-JIZZED.
JIZZED.
Or 847-886-4493.
Right.
And I called that number today.
You did, but
yeah.
You didn't answer when I kept saying hello.
I was like, hello.
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 Could you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you.
I could not hear you.
That's why I hung up and I called your landline.
I don't know why. I don't know why. It seemed to work okay before. I don't know. All right, what do you got?
What do you got?
Start reading?
No,
you want me to read?
Start. Get us a backing track and you start, man. You start.
All right. How's that?
That's sweet.
Did it scare you?
No.
Oh. All right. This says perfect podcast. Perfect podcast equals sound and content of TTN plus reading ability of air out my shorts plus Punky's ability to hold their drink. Well, Pauly B anyway. Submitted by Grant.
I got this one. It says John and Scott. Make my work day go much smoother. Nice. That's by Jerry's.
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
This says, where is the show? I'm anxiously awaiting episode 70, which is already a day late. Well, try a week. You guys are usually consistent. What gives? Hope everything's all right. Submitted by B. Livin.
Here's one from a super alter ego. That's from Barry Edwards 19.
Barry Edwards. That's funny. Kind of. Barry Edwards, you know.
Yeah.
Pauly B. Edwards.
Right.
Right. Okay.
I think
anyway.
That's his middle name. Paul Barry.
Pauly Barry Edwards. Right. Could be. Could be. TTN or TNT. I feel silly that I keep saying this over and over, but you guys are fantastic. I want to be you when I grow up. Jason from Nobody's. Thanks, Jace.
First time voter.
Woohoo!
That's from Helica.
TTN fucking rocks. You got my boat. You got my vote for the best podcast and the sexiest voices. Big wet kisses from Bondage Kitty.
Jorn and Scrot. Forget last names. You don't need them. That's Eric.
Oh, yeah. E.T. Eric Tomorrow, right?
I don't know. It just says Eric.
Oh.
A lot of Erics out there.
That's true. Gravitas. That's my new favorite word. Well, that and 20 fucking two from Mr. Schmuel. Why 20 fucking two?
I don't know. Howdy, boys. Hello, John and Scott. It's Bell here just popping in my vote for TTN. By the way, John, your voice does funny things to my body. Wink. That's from Belle Marie, 2005.
Almost as addictive as World of Warcraft. Submitted by Alita Anime. That'd be Lori.
Eat that system, you have been cheated. Eat that system, you have been cheated. Grant.
Nice. Hey, John Aria and Scott. Another great show this week. I'm kind of torn. It seems that God is stealing your thunder, but at the same time, part of me wants you to make a new religion and spirituality podcast. I mean, come on! God has replaced Goat's Ass in the Poopy Song. That shit was good. Wholesome family fun. On a side note, despite your podcast proving otherwise, I don't believe in God. I practiced a personal anthropic principle. If you don't already know what that means, then let me tell you. That's professional philosopher speak for the whole...
Spit it out, man.
I knew I was going to fuck this
the
up,
whole,
too. The whole universe was made just for me, so fuck the rest of ya. Where's my goddamn Red Bull and vodka? That was submitted by Joe Beaver. We love the Beaver.
Oh, that's a MySpace comment.
Yeah, that's a MySpace.
All right. Well, let me finish up with the Podcast Alley comments, John.
Okay.
I'm here. Any ideas about the date for the UK, AKC UK? I'm here. Any ideas about the date for the AKC UK tour yet? That's too many letters. AKC UK tour yet. Ta. Stefan. That's from the great Stefan.
Oh.
Nice. I don't know. Do we have any ideas about that?
Not yet.
February?
Something like that, yeah.
This one is for God. That's from Shorts. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Joke, you blaspheme fag anal bling fools. Great show. That's by Clambake. Snap! I had wanted to be the first vote of the month, but I was beaten by the great Pauly B again. At least now I know how butt pirate Tony's crank feels. That's
right.
From Flynn Livett. Message from TPME, and we all know who that is, John. TPME?
TPME, the proper Mrs. Edwards.
That's right. I'm not interested in leaving a comment for these people, but I am quite chuffed that my name is now abbreviated. Sorry, lads. It's all I could get out of her. Keep up the great work on the second best podcast on the planet, Pauly B.
Nice.
All right, John, continue with your MySpace comments.
Oh, well, I got Daisy just wanted to let us know that God has a MySpace page.
Nice.
So you can go to our MySpace page, and you can see the link there. Just look at the comments, and it's pretty interesting. She also says that wants to know what, guess what Kabbalah is backwards?
What?
You know, Scott?
No.
Holla back.
Right.
Holla back, girl. You know that song by Gwen Stefani?
Of course I know that song, and there's like a...
it's your favorite, isn't
there's
it?
There's a Fergie remake of that song. Not a remake, but she ripped off the whole concept of that song.
Right.
Fergie did.
From the Black Eyed Peas?
Right, right. The one who wet herself
right
on stage.
Yeah. Errol Wolf says, I don't know about all this religion talk, but I do know you guys make me laugh. Is that sinful? I would say it's a challenge, or I'm just sophomoric. Keep it up, boys. Great job, podcast flipper boy. That's funny. That was from Errol Wolf. Actually, Errol Wolf is the only one that emailed us with the answer to the question, who was the performer and the name of the song?
He got it, huh?
That we went out at the end
of
the...
And he got it right?
He did not.
He did not get it right. So this is still up in the air.
Yeah.
TTN contest.
Errol Wolf says, hi, Johnster Boy. I'm going to submit an answer to your little song quiz from episode 69, part 3. I am going by my gut feeling and did not Google anything. It sounds to me like Joan Jett singing and with the female vocals in the background. And the cheesiness of the sound makes me think it's from Joan's early days with Lita Ford and a band called The Runaways. And I'm guessing the song is called Stop the Clock. It's just a guess, and I'm not sure if I'm right or wrong. Please let us know who it is on the next show. Say hi to the Scottster and ask him why he was up so early looking at the votes for the podcast on Podcast Alley.
I wasn't up early,
you
John.
Wake up
I
early,
never
I
went
guess.
To bed.
Well. Oh, man, really?
Nice, yeah. How about
wow.
it?
Wow. Well, it is not Joan Jett.
And Lita Ford.
And Lita Ford is not the Runaways either.
Well, should we give the answer or should we...
I think we keep it going.
He got the name, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now it's just a matter of who can Google it first.
Stop the Clock is correct. Oh, we should have made it like you can't win, man, and
yeah.
if you don't get it right. Oh, no, but that's right. You can get one part of it. But that's the name of the song, Stop the Clock. You'll be fucking surprised as hell.
I do have one comment from MySpace. This
you
is
do.
From Fat Boy.
Okay.
So when are you guys playing the UK? I think Paulie's booked Twinkers. But I think
Twinkers?
We may exceed capacity. That's from Fat Boy.
I'm not sure I get that.
I do not get that either. So when are you guys playing the UK? I think Paulie's booked Twinkers. But I think we may exceed capacity. Maybe Fat Boy is in Twinkers. I don't know. I do not know,
oh,
John.
Either that's a band or that's a bar.
Who knows?
Book the band Twinkers or
it's
book
beyond
the bar?
Us.
Right. Well, if he listens to the show, he'll just have to elaborate on the next comment. Right?
That is right.
All right.
Hey, we got a big thing going on, John. Big thing. Huge thing going on here in the septic states of America. Do you know what it is? It's huge.
There's a million huge
it's
things
huge.
Going
no,
on.
No, this is the hugest
this
of all
huge
things.
Huge.
Yes. Let me give you this. I'll give you a clue. See if you know. I'm going to give you the clue. Ready?
All right.
300 million, John. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. 300. No, that's right. 300 million.
Well, that would be everybody in the United States.
That's right. We're about to cross the 300th million threshold, John.
Wow.
That's one birth every 7 seconds, one death every 13 seconds. One immigrant arrives every 31 seconds. Net result, the nation grows by one every 11 seconds.
Wow.
And we're about to cross the 300 million mark.
Well, I was just making the... we were talking about everybody's like, you should have another kid. You should have another... I go, no, a third would fuck us up even more. Because two replaces us. So we go when we have two to replace us. So we don't mess up the economy. Make sure everybody, you know, has a job and all that stuff. They just take
right.
over our jobs.
Yeah.
But no, then there's those that got to have a third. You know,
screw everything
fuck it up.
Up.
We're not, you know, we're not reindustrializing, so, you know, there's no need for more workers. You know, yeah.
It had taken more than a half century for the U.S. to grow from 100 to 200 million people, finally crossing the threshold in November 1967. Now, 40 years later, the nation is on the brink of reaching the 300 million mark, and this is supposed to happen around October 15th. At 300 million, the United States is the world's third most populous nation. Do you know what's first and second, John?
No.
Although China? It remains far behind the growing economic superpowers of China at 1.31 billion.
Billion.
And India at 1.09 billion.
Wow.
In his 1968 book, The Population Bomb, Stanford University professor Paul Ehrlich frightened many with the tome that predicted the world's booming mass of humanity would overwhelm natural resources. But by the 80s, birth rates had slowed and the projections were pushed back. That drop was partially the result of the growing popularity of, do you know what, John?
Abortion.
The pill.
Oh,
as a form of contraception. Okay. And abortion, I guess. Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, because, what was that? Freakonomics came out and talked about how abortion, because of Roe v. Wade back in the 70s, it wasn't until the
90s.
20 years later, the 90s.
That the crime rates started to
drop. Crime rates started to drop by 50% in just 5 years. And they couldn't, they said, oh, it's the economy, it's this and that. Said, nope. It's abortion and birth control, advances in birth control, because there's less of the unwanted children that grow up in poverty or whatever, or some kind of shit-ass society, and grow up to be hoodlums.
Well, if a woman makes a decision to get an abortion, she obviously, for whatever reason, does not want that baby.
Right.
That she's going to go through that type of procedure, make that decision about her body and about her child. Obviously, she doesn't want that baby. So if you outlaw abortion, now she's got to have that baby. And what do you get? You get more criminals.
Right.
That's what you get, John.
And that's the truth.
That's the bottom line. Oh, and, you know, we got a lot of comments and asking, when are we going to the UK? When are we going to head over there, John?
Yeah.
And get this. I found this story.
I'm getting it, brother.
Don't jump for joy when you find what looks like a fabulous $508 Chicago-London fare for travel. By the time the U.S. and the United Kingdom tack on taxes and fees, the airline adds its fuel surcharge, you will discover your ticket actually costs $752, John.
Wow.
The additions to that $508 base fare would be this. $250 for U.S. security tax. That's a September 11th fee. $450 U.S. passenger facility charge, $1,450 U.S. international departure tax, $2,423 U.K. passenger service charge, $3,727 U.K. air passenger duty. Air passenger duty. Why do I need to pay for duty? $1,450 U.S. international arrival tax, $5 U.S. custom fee, $7 U.S. immigration fee, $5 U.S. Department of Agriculture inspection fee. You add all that crap up and it comes to like $240-something dollars, if I did my math right. In tax.
That's fucked up.
That's just,
man,
in tax.
God damn. Well, you know the queen. She's got to get hers.
Yeah, she's got to get hers.
Got to get hers.
So Prince Harry and Prince William can run around.
Don't diss the queen. You get Pauly B's undies all in a bunch.
Do you?
Yeah. A 1,000 years of history, you wouldn't know shit about that.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, bloody God. Septics.
Oh, God. What's your fucking point?
So.
All right, John, I got some celebrity news.
Celebrity.
You ready for some celebrity news?
Celebrity.
And here's some good news for TTN, John. Britney Spears fires her publicist.
What?
You gotta love that. Gotta love that. Britney Spears has fired longtime publicist Leslie Sloan Zelinick and taken charge of her own public relations.
Wow.
Spears insisted on handling the PR duties surrounding the birth of her second son, Sutton Pierce, who was born on September 12th. Spears unsuccessfully orchestrated an interview with America Today show host Matt Lauer in June, where she wore a revealing top and chewed gum during her appearance.
Ooh, that's out of sight.
That is out of sight. Somebody reportedly bid close to $2 million for the first photos of Spears' kid, and Spears turned down the deal and decided to go with U.S. publication People. People also published the first photos of her first child, Sean Preston. But that's good news for us, John, that she's taking over her own publicity.
Wow.
Because it's like when Tom Cruise hired his sister to handle his publicity.
Oops.
And then he went fucking insane for a year. And we got to see the real Tom Cruise.
That was awesome.
Also in the news, Cruise, interestingly enough, Cruise and Kidman ruined Eyes Wide Shut.
What?
Kidman and Cruise ruined.
Ruined.
Ruined Eyes Wide Shut.
How'd they do that?
This is what Lee Ermey told Stanley Kubrick.
Really?
Stanley Kubrick thought his last movie, Eyes Wide Shut, was a piece of shit. I'm sorry, Kubrick told Ermey. Ermey didn't tell Kubrick. That was ruined by interference from its stars Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, according to actor R. Lee Ermey. And we love the Lee Ermey, John. He tells it like it is.
He sure does.
Ermey starred in Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket and remained in contact with the legendary filmmaker up until his death in 99. When the pair spoke shortly after Kubrick had completed work on Eyes Wide Shut, Ermey recalls the legendary director expressing his disappointment with the movie. He says, "Stanley called me about 2 weeks before he died, as a matter of fact. We had a long conversation about Eyes Wide Shut. He told me it was a piece of shit and that he was disgusted with it and that the critics were going to have him for lunch." He said Cruise and Kidman had their way with him. Exactly the words he used. He was kind of a shy little timid guy. He wasn't real forceful. That's why he didn't appreciate working with big, high-powered actors. They would have their way with him. He would lose control and his movie would turn to shit.
Wow.
So Kubrick was not happy with Tom Cruise and the Kidman turned his movie to shit.
Who is?
Also, Cruise in celebrity news again, John.
Really?
Get this crap.
I'm getting it, brother.
Cruise comforts distraught Beckham.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Cruise comforted David Beckham after the devastated soccer superstar was dropped from the England team last month.
And we got some audio of that.
Let's hear it.
That doesn't sound real comfortable, no.
Beckham announced his resignation as England's captain following the side's World Cup exit in July. And was then axed from the national squad by coach Steve McClaren. And among the first people Beckham called, John, was his friend Cruz, who in the past has flown to Spain to watch him play for Real Madrid. Beckham says, "When I got to America, I phoned Tom. He's a great guy to be able to speak to because he is a very positive-minded person. It is good to have people around you at that point. He talked about everything I had done in the World Cup, about the goal that I had scored and the goals I set up. He said I was a great player, and I played for Real Madrid. I've got a healthy family of 3 boys and a wife who loved me to bits. Not my bits, love me to bits. He's a great example of someone who stays positive through everything, and that's how I started to get over what had happened with the England news. I got over it that way, with my friends around me, including Tom Cruise."
That's right, it stinks!
That does stink.
Man.
What is wrong with this Beckham?
I don't know. He's bending it. His name is Beckham, right?
Yeah, it's Beckham, right? Beckham. Beckham.
Maybe it's
Spider Rico.
Go be Spider Rico.
Spider Rico. Hey, how you doing?
69, dudes!
And you got to know that the guys at Scientology are all over that story.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, Tom, you need to talk to him about superpower.
Super.
Yeah, let's get him in. We need to make him a thetan, level 8 thetan.
Level 65.
Acting thetan, whatever the fuck. Let's just get like millions of dollars from David's dumbass Beckham.
Talk about superpower. Super.
What a joke.
Oh, God.
I can't wait till a movie comes out about that. It'll be like X-Men versus Scientologists and superpower.
Superpower.
Did you see the X-Men 3?
No.
It's pretty good, man.
I didn't see the first or second one.
Okay.
I'm not a big X-Men
guy, I
guess.
You have to see the first or second in order to enjoy
I heard
the
that Robert Downey Jr. was going to be Iron Man. I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony Stark. That's right.
That's right. That's right, Scott.
Tony Stark, is that Iron Man's name?
Iron Man's.
Iron Man's?
Yeah.
Turning to science news, John.
Yeah.
When the results of its latest survey came back, officials at the American Museum of Natural History were hardly astonished. The survey was trying to find out how much people knew about water. So I'm going to give you a little quiz, John.
Water.
Fewer than half of those surveyed answered correctly when asked, and John, get prepared to answer this question.
All right.
How much of the planet is covered in water? Go ahead, John.
Oh, man, like
70%? 70%. I'll take 70%, John.
All right.
About 3/4. That would be about 70%,
wow.
Right?
Wow. Ding, 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 ding.
John gets that one right. But hardly anyone knew how much of the water is drinkable. How much, John? How much is drinkable?
Like 10%.
1%.
1%
is drinkable.
Wow.
It's not the first time the survey has shown how little the public knows about science. The results of one museum survey from 1994 were so woeful, John. Museum president Ellen Futter barely raises an eyebrow anymore.
Wow.
I haven't been surprised by the public's reaction since our first survey when I saw that, get this, John, 35% of the adult population thought that humans lived at the same time as the dinosaurs. 35%.
They wouldn't have lasted too long, man.
No, but here's the correlation. 35% of the adult population thought that humans lived at the same time as dinosaurs. What's Bush's approval rating right now?
Yeah, right.
35%. All right. So the same stupid asses that thought that humans were running around with dinosaurs think Bush is doing a good job. And there's where you get that.
Wow.
It's a bunch of crap. All right. You want to know a three-step, this is by Bob York. It's a three-step outlined anti-post-zip-trickle method.
All right.
You know what I'm referring to?
Say that again.
Anti-post-zip-trickle method.
Birth control?
No. This is when you take a leak.
Oh.
And
post-zip-trickle method. Okay.
Right. Usually what most men do is shake the hell out of this thing to try to get every last drop of urine out of there.
Because sometimes you get a spot.
Right. If you put it in the pants
khakis.
Too quickly, then you get some spotting. John.
I've gotten that. And then I just wash my hands erratically, so there's spots all over my pants.
So oh, yeah. It looks like you got to cover it up, yeah.
Yeah, looks like
you had some sort of sink
Christ,
accident.
The sink just blasted the water out. And then you come out, and you're all wet. You're like, Jesus Christ, what's with the fuck?
Yeah, what's with the fucking sink, man?
God damn it.
Instead of just fessing up and said you got some urine on there.
Yeah.
This is by Bob York. Three steps here. Three-stage anti-post zip-trickle method.
Stage.
Step number one, complete the initial transaction. When the stream has reached its final stages, apply pressure from both ring and pinky fingers to the area just behind the testes, John. That would be the bits.
Oh.
You might use the same hand to center your aim as well. Number two, relax the penis and continue pressure on the area by depressing both fingers in a slide toward the back of the testes.
Oh, that's kind of like a jerk.
Kind of like a jerk, but it's more relaxed. It's a slide. This empties small pockets of urine trapped in the urethra and bladder. Okay. Step number three is the shake.
Right.
So before you do the shake.
And the bang.
Do the little slide.
You got to bang it on the side of the urinal.
Oh, no, I don't do that. No. Not intentionally, anyway. Sometimes that happens by accident because it's so overwhelming to, you know, try to get back in my pants.
I hate when, you know, you drop it in the toilet and it's cold. You know?
Yeah. It you mean sucks. The toilet water?
Yeah.
Cold. Right.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But you get an awesome blowjob when you start flushing.
Right.
You ever do that?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's
I've never
awesome.
Done that.
Yeah.
I try to keep it out of the toilet water.
I got
especially when the toilet's flushing.
Yeah. I got a sound bite of that.
Okay, let's hear it.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the wrong one. I just want to hear that part.
Last science story tonight, John.
All right.
A drug company has told people to stop putting hemorrhoid cream on their face. The cream made by Schering is called Schering-Procht. According to the Norwegian TV report, many photo models use the cream in the morning to get rid of puffy eyes. The report seems to have triggered a spike in sales. I'm really having trouble tonight, John. Official message from Schering. Please remember that the cream is a pharmaceutical that is used on hemorrhoids and around the opening of the large intestines.
Around your anus.
Hence, unofficial message. Get your fucking head out of your ass.
Yeah, ass face.
Ass a face. And that's it for science.
Hey, how about this? You know, you're talking about the 35% approval rating.
Right.
Here's one of them. One of those people. From Frisco, Texas, it says, an award-winning Texas art teacher who was reprimanded after one of her fifth grade students saw a nude sculpture during a trip to a museum has lost her job. The school board in Frisco has voted not to renew Sydney McGee's contract after 28 years. She has been on administrative leave. The teacher took her students on an approved field trip to the Dallas Museum, and now some parents are upset. The Fisher Elementary School art teacher came under fire last April when she took 89 fifth graders on a field trip to the Dallas Art Museum. Parents raised concerns over the field trip after their children reported seeing a nude sculpture at the museum. The parents had signed permission slips allowing their children to take part in the field trip. McGee's lawyer said the principal at Fisher Elementary School admonished her after a parent complained that a student had seen nude art.
Nude art.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
McGee said the principal had urged her to take the students to the museum in the first place.
And then she gets fired for it.
Yeah.
By the same principal.
Now McGee, who was honored with a Star Teacher Award 2 years ago, is on paid administrative leave until her contract with the school district expires in March. Other parents are worried about the future of the art program at the school, which they cite as a reason for moving into the neighborhood. Our main concern right now is what's going to happen to the children and what's going to happen to the art program at Fisher Elementary. It is the best art program. That's the reason we moved to this neighborhood. It's because of the teachers, said Shannon Allen, a parent. It was a principal-approved trip. What's the big deal?
I don't know. We'd have to talk to the people, the parents who take offense to nude art, John. Maybe it's not nude art to them. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe they're just fag-enabling fools, John.
Well, you would think that they went to the museum themselves, but obviously they are not cultured enough to do some shit like that.
Well, they have no idea that they might see nude art in a museum if their kid has to come home and tell them.
And then in Atlanta, Georgia, a suburban county has sparked a public outcry when its libraries temporarily eliminated funding for Spanish language fiction is now being asked to ban Harry Potter books from its schools.
Why? Because it promotes Wiccan, John?
Actually, yes, Scott. Laura Malloy, a mother of four, told a hearing officer for the Gwinnett County Board of Education on Tuesday that the popular fiction books are an evil attempt to indoctrinate children in the Wicca religion. Do you get the same story I do, dude?
No, I don't. Why else would you ban Harry Potter?
Board of Education attorney Victoria Sweeney said that if schools were to remove all books containing references to witches, they would have to ban Macbeth and Cinderella as well. There's a mountain of evidence for keeping Harry Potter, she said, adding that the books don't support any particular religion, but present instead universal themes of friendship and overcoming adversity. In June, the county's library board eliminated the $3,000 that had been set aside to buy Spanish language fiction in the coming fiscal year. One board member said the move came after some residents objected to using taxpayer dollars to entertain readers who might be illegal immigrants.
What a bunch of crap.
Oh,
if you want to ban books and shit like that, move to Saudi Arabia, okay? Where you can be garbed, completely garbed if you're a woman and have to pray five times a goddamn day you're a man.
Here's another one from Texas. A book about banning books is under fire. A Montgomery County family wants the classic novel Fahrenheit 451 pulled from the high school reading list, but some students are working to show support for the book. Harry Potter books have been the basis of the complaints in recent years, but now a book that's been on literary lists for years is suddenly being thrust into the debate.
What is the problem they have with Fahrenheit, whatever?
Well, what they're saying is that
9/11.
451.
Whatever.
Fahrenheit 451 was the first published 53 years ago. It's said to be named for the temperature at which paper burns. In this world, no free thought was allowed, and books were destroyed by fire. 2 weeks ago at Caney Creek High School, a 10th grade English class was given Fahrenheit 451 as a reading assignment, but Diana Verm stopped after a few pages. She said she was offended by the cussing in it and the burning of the Bible. Diana complained to her father. She was given an alternative reading assignment, but her dad is pushing the issue. It is ironic in the truest sense that a fictional book on book banning is now the target of a request to remove it from school curriculum, Scott.
It's not ironic, John.
It's idiotic.
It's stupid. Dumbasses. And the story you had before, the woman, and she has four kids?
Yeah.
How does that happen? How does a woman that goddamn stupid have four kids? You know why? You know why it happens? I had an epiphany. Because
dangerous.
Stupid each other, that's instinct, baby.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
The reproductive urges.
Unfortunately, it's the one thing we have in common.
Reproductive urges, that's common. It's basic to even the stupidest humans.
Stupidest ass humans.
So they can have more kids that'll grow up to want to ban books because they're dumbasses.
Well,
you want to ban books, go to a goddamn other country.
This guy says, with God's name in vain being in there, that's the number one reason, said Diane's father, Alton Verm. There's no reason for it being red. What a dumbass.
Stupid.
All right, well, let's take it to part three, Scott, shall we?
Of course
we
shall.
Let's take a break.
The heavy battle episode.
Let's get all liquored up.
Yeah, I got to drain the old catheter.
Get ready for episode 70, part three. We'll be right back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At
Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.